I had a follow-up question on health insurance for House representatives. You had talked about how House reps pay for insurance. Do you pay the whole premium or part of it, like a lot of other state employees?
I don't know exactly what the share or percentage is. I just know I pay out of my paycheck over $100 a month. So I don't know what the breakdown on that is.
So that might be like mine, like I pay a couple hundred dollars a month and then the university pays part of it as well.
I think we are treated just like any other state employee. So whatever state of Missouri employees get, that's what we get.
Okay, that's great. And Sheree, we had a listener write in to us after our show, and that person was thinking about the family that you talked about trying to help sign up on the Affordable Care Marketplace. And that family, you said, they make around $1,400 a month. And the listener expressed surprise that a family with that income level isn't eligible for Medicaid in Missouri, but in fact, the income level requirement for Medicaid is significantly lower than that in Missouri. So that family would fall into what's often called the Medicaid gap, where you make too much income to qualify for Medicaid, but not enough to qualify for subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. Had Medicaid expanded, they probably would have been covered under it, but now that's sort of off the table in Missouri. So what would you like to see happen for families that make too much money for Medicaid, but who don't make enough to really be able to pay insurance premiums?
Well, what that particular family is now doing is looking for different employment to where they could either earn more money or have a job that provides health care as a part of their benefit package, which currently their employer does not provide. The Medicaid expansion is tied to the Affordable Care Act, and so that's probably going to be collapsing on itself or changing here soon with the new administration. But in the state of Missouri, our Medicaid rolls are already expanding. It's taking up a bigger and bigger part of the state budget. And my hope for that is that we can get people who are unemployed back to work to where they can either afford insurance or the people that are underemployed. The people that have two or three part-time jobs, maybe they can find an employer that will help them with health insurance.
Okay, so it's like getting a job that provides health insurance or being able to earn enough to pay for health insurance.
Correct.